This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الإله الرب الرحمن الرحيم الحي القيوم الخالق الخلاق البارئ المصور المالك المليك الرزاق الأحد الواحد الصمد الهادي الوهاب الفتاح.
The summary of the fiqh of Allah's perfect names, Al-Ilah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So this is our second summary of one of the names, the beautiful and perfect names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've come to the name Al-Ilah. The Shaykh Abdul Razzaq al-Badr, in his own summary, didn't mention anything further about the name Ilah or Al-Ilah. The reason why the Shaykh didn't do that, and Allah knows best, is because he sufficed with speaking about the name Allah, and he had already mentioned in his book that the name Al-Ilah is the linguistic origin of the name Allah. So he didn't expand any further, he didn't add anything further. In his main book, he speaks about both of them. But in the summarized form, he only spoke about the name Allah and he didn't speak about the name Al-Ilah. But because this course, we want to give a summary for each name individually, I have added some points on the name Al-Ilah from myself. These are my own points taken from the Shaykh's book, which the Shaykh himself didn't mention in his summary. So Al-Ilah means the one who is worshipped. Al-Ilah is one of Allah's perfect and beautiful names, and a name which is itself found in the Noble Quran. Allah possesses the attribute of divinity. Divinity, which is an attribute of Allah, is the great attribute because of which He deserves to be God, and because of which He deserves that none share this great attribute with Him in any way. And if someone were to say, what is the attribute that means that Allah is God, the attribute is divinity, ilahiyya, that Allah is the ilah. The attributes of divinity are all of the attributes of perfection. So if someone said, you know, what are Allah's attributes of divinity? All of His attributes of perfection. The attributes of majesty, of greatness, of beauty, of mercy, of virtue, of honor, of benevolence, all of these attributes are attributes of divinity. And they all come back to this idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this name that gives us the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ilah, the divine, or the one who is worshipped, the one who is taken as God. These attributes are those because of which He deserves to be deified, He deserves to be worshipped, He deserves to be God. He is God because He has these attributes of greatness and grandeur. He is God because He alone is the one who has the attributes of sustaining His creation, lordship, sovereignty, and authority. He's God because He alone is the one who has the attributes of mercy and bestowing blessings, both apparent and hidden, to all of His creation. He's God because He has encompassed everything with His knowledge, decree, wisdom, beneficence, mercy, power, might, and subdual. He's God because He alone has the attribute of being absolutely and perfectly free of need, just as all others apart from Him are in need of Him, always and in every way. They're in need of Him to bring things into being and to direct them. They're in need of His help and provision. They're in need of Him for all of their needs. They're in need of Him for the greatest of their needs and their greatest necessity, which is the need of creation to worship Him alone and attributing divinity to Him alone. Therefore, the attribute of divinity encompasses all of the perfect and beautiful names and lofty attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. That is the summary of the name Al-Ilah. And again, in terms of the practical implementation, I'm going to mention probably the same or similar to the three that I mentioned about the name Allah when it comes to the name Al-Ilah. Number one, using it in our dua. Sometimes in the witr prayer, we hear the imam say, Ilahana, O our Ilah, O our God, our object of worship, our deity. And sometimes also, if you're making that individually, you might say Ilahi, my God, my object of worship, that I don't have any object of worship except Him. So one is to make use it in your dua. The second one is to attribute all of those things to Allah. That Allah is the one that sustains, He's the Lord, the Sovereign, He has ultimate authority, He's the one who has mercy, He bestows blessings, He has knowledge, infinite knowledge, perfect decree, perfect wisdom, perfect beneficence and mercy, power, perfect might, perfect subjugation of His creation, you know, all of these things, to affirm all of these things for Allah. The way that the Prophet ﷺ affirmed them, and the way that Allah Azza wa Jal told us about Himself. And also that means to negate the things that Allah isn't. To say that Allah isn't what? Allah isn't what He told us He isn't, and what His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that He isn't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He doesn't sleep. And Allah told us He doesn't slumber. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. And so we have to say the same thing about Allah Azza wa Jal. But remember, whenever we negate something about Allah, there's a principle that whenever you say Allah isn't, you always affirm the perfect opposite. Allah isn't affected by sleep, therefore He has perfect life. Allah isn't unjust, therefore He is perfectly just. Allah isn't unkind, therefore Allah is infinitely kind, and so on. Whenever you say something negative about Allah, you don't stop there. Because just being negative about Allah is really, you know, it's the essence of denying Allah's names, and also it leads a person to atheism at the end of the day when you start talking about Allah in the negative. But whenever you say something negative about Allah, you affirm the perfect opposite. And Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, told us about this in the Quran. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Allah, there is no God worthy of worship but Him, al-hayy, the one with perfect life, al-qayyum, who sustains His creation. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. He isn't affected by slumber or sleep. He isn't affected by slumber or sleep because He is al-hayy and al-qayyum. So it's a Quranic methodology when it comes to the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt, Al-Ilah is the one who is worshipped. And that is why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran told us about this, that the word Al-Ilah refers to the one who is worshipped. In Surah Zukhruf, ayah number 45, وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبَلِكَ مِنْ رُسُولِنَا أَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ آلِهَةً يُعْبَدُونَ. Ask those whom we sent before you from our messengers. Have we made besides Ar-Rahman Aliha? Aliha is the plural of Ilah. And Ilah yu'badun, an Ilah which is worshipped. And this tells us that the word Ilah, it means that which is worshipped. Alihatan yu'badun. Aliha, yani Ilah, gods that are worshipped. And that's because or deities that are worshipped. And that's because the deity or God is that which is worshipped. And so there's no doubt that when we take that meaning from the name Al-Ilah, that leads us to dedicate all of our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and to make sure that we don't accidentally or deliberately offer any of that worship to anyone else. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal made easy for this summary, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be going on to the full explanation in the next audio clips, where we will start to go through the name Allah and the name Al-Ilah in quite some detail, insha'Allah, from the book. And the PDF is also available for you to read and follow at the same time. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.